This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 14, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today and windy, temperatures in the low 40s. It appears that the race is on to replace Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll when she leaves office to become Lieutenant Governor. Dustin Luca in the Salem News is writing that Driscoll's Chief of Staff, Dominique Pangallo, may run for mayor, as well as a former Salem mayor, Neil Harrington, who served in the 1990s. More potential candidates could be coming forward in the days ahead. The Salem News is reporting that there is a legal battle that may delay the Swampscott Elementary School building project. One contractor has gone to court seeking an injunction to stop the town from entering into a contract with another contractor until certain bidding protests are resolved. The select board in Marblehead will be filling a vacant seat on the school committee. The Daily Item is reporting that the seat vacated by Emily Barron was not going to be filled at first by the select board, but now board chair Moses Grader is stating that a new member will be appointed to the school committee. And Route 1 on the North Shore was a tough ride the last few days. On Saturday morning, the road was shut down when a trash truck went through a center guardrail in Revere. Earlier on Friday morning, a fuel truck crashed in Saugus on Route 1, causing a fuel spill and a road closure. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots were off this past weekend. They will play host to the Jets this coming Sunday. The Bruins beat the Canucks Sunday night, 5-2. They'll host the Flyers on Thursday. The Celtics will host the Thunder tonight at the Garden. The St. John's prep soccer team beat Concord Carlisle yesterday 2-1 in the state tournament. They remain undefeated on the season. The Endicott football team will be hosting an NCAA Division III playoff game this weekend when they host Springfield on Saturday. Local high school football teams that are moving on to the state semifinals this coming weekend include St. John's Prep, Wakefield, Bishop Fenwick, North Reading, St. Mary's, Stoneham, Amesbury, and Kipp Academy of Lynn. That's sports. Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Along with that same Rick Moore now, I'm Bill Newell, wishing you all a great day here on North Shore Today.